You are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. And now, here is your host, Brian Kilgee.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilgee here. It's Monday. Sorry for the late show, but not feeling too well. Still not feeling that great, so the show will be short. This week, we're looking back on some of the greater, maybe not so much, funnier, lighter moments of Radio Free Cybertron. We have a segment, part of Turin's original segment from last year. And we also have the interview with Picard 42. Let's see here. Also on the show this week, we'll have trivia. Again, we'll also have Zob trivia here in a second. Also, we have a review of Triceridon by Goldimus Prime. And we'll have the ATT Buzz as usual. And finally, we'll have a small recap on this week's, last week's episode of Beast Machines, Either Way Works. Oh, and one final thing, a very small review of Gears. First up on the show the list this week, let's go into Zob Trivia. Question, how many times have we heard Soundwave laugh? The answer will be at the end of the show. I'll be back here in a few moments after the ATT Buzz and a few other things with trivia. Then, after that, I'll be back before Goldimus Prime's review with the review of Gears. Then we'll have the other stuff. Then, at the end of the show, we'll have the spoiler segment with the review of the last episode of Beast Machines.
Radio Free Cybertron!
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and the Buzz was out of whack this week. Yes, it's true. Yours truly had computer problems. Good old Microsoft, RIP, and their wonderful Outlook program went on strike for me. But no need to worry. I did stay up to date with Remark and Deja.com, which are two pretty good sites, actually, for reading ATT. In a pinch, posting from those sites is a completely different story. But even though Deja.com is a sprawling horror, you can lose yourself reading three-year-old posts about how Cheetor is the new Hot Rod, Pterosaur is Starscream. Ah, yes. Back when Zob was Dave, and the ATT wasn't a quote-unquote cesspool yet. Anyway, the news group did have to suffer through another April Fool's this past week, and I think we made it out okay. We got a few fake toy sightings and only one really dirty prank, but look at it this way. In like 48 hours, we had both a death and a resurrection, which is some kind of record. Of course, April Fool's always has its real victims. Sadly, Wheelie spent the entire day locked in his room, scared to death. Especially after that fiasco last year with a Grimlock, a 2x4, and an extra large bottle of Nitro. I mean, Bumblebee still doesn't walk straight. Oh, and before I forget, there was an off-topic thread on ATT this week. The shock, the horror, the surprise. And based on the response, I'd say relationships are a pretty touchy subject on ATT. And then again, I guess relationships are a touchy subject everywhere. So real fast, here's my point of view on that subject. Not everybody's bad, not everybody's good. Not every Decepticon is evil, not every Autobot is heroic. Not everybody is out to break your heart. What you give to the world gives back. So, live your life the best you can. Do what's best for you. Live a positive life and put out some positive vibes, and the right person will guaranteed come along. Hey, it worked for Optimus Primal. I mean, he put out some major supernatural mojo, and look what he got, guys. He got a fern. That's the ATT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna.
Radio Free Cybertron. Unparalleled. Unmatched. Unpaid. Unfortunately. 0% profit. 100% fun. Radio Free Cybertron.
I'm sort of into philosophy, and so I some of my friends are as well, so I ask them this question. Why does Optimus Minor not exist? Because, as you know, he doesn't. And here are the top 8 responses. Number 8. Optimus Minor does not exist because Optimus means the best, and Minor means the lesser, so they cancel each other out, hence, he does not exist. Number 7. Because, as everyone knows, Optimus Minor is a drunken monkey. And when somebody is drunk, we say they are out of their skull. But the seat of the personality is in the brain. So if he's not there, he's not anywhere. Number 6. There is no number 6. Now, before you get on me about being completely unoriginal, that is not a reference to Monty Python. That is a reference to The Prisoner. A rather good 60s British spy series, which I heartily recommend to you all. Number 5. Suppose we say that Optimus Minor does not exist. Suppose we further say that the round square does not exist. Then we seem to have said that Optimus Minor is one thing, and the round square is another. Yet neither of them exists, and there is no way to tell them apart by your standards. Okay. Number 4. He can't exist because of child protection laws. His head splits open to reveal his robot head, making him a crackhead, which is a bad example for the children. Alrighty. Number 3. According to his tech specs, the Predacons quickly learned that Optimus Minor's presence is no laughing matter. End quote. Now, since if he existed, the Predacons surely would laugh uproariously at him, he must not exist. Number 2. He did exist once, briefly. But when Optimus Prime learned of the disgrace to his name, he traveled through time, found the psychotic sadist who created Optimus Minor, and dispatched him with extreme prejudice, thus erasing Optimus Minor from existence, and creating a temporal paradox in the process that might nearly destroy the universe, but that's another story. And the number 1 response to the question of why does Optimus Minor not exist is, who's Optimus Minor? I'd like to tell you about a dream I had. It was Beast Wars Part 1. The ships crash on the planet of the Beast Wars. The robots discover that due to the extreme energon, they cannot go outside in robot form. So they decide to scan for new forms. And this is just my sick subconscious. Instead of animals, the forms they scanned were various types of cheese. No, I don't know either. I remember Megatron distinctly saying, after the computer told him that damage to robot forms would become permanent, he said,
"Then we will create alternate forms based on the most powerful local cheeses."
So they scanned some cheeses, and Cheetor scanned a cheddar cheese, whereupon he made the statement that,
"I'm a cheddar cheese. No, I'm Cheddar."
It's not my fault. I was asleep. Rat Trap became a Monterey Jack cheese, so he took the name Jack Trap. Even as I was asleep, I thought, this is really stupid. I hope I wake up soon. Optimus Primal apparently became a cottage cheese, so he became Cottage's Primal. And if memory serves, Megatron became Gudatron. And of course, we had people transforming.
Cheese mode!
And of course we had the theme song, you know, Cheese Wars, with the roar. Roar was the same. I always kind of liked that roar anyway. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Hello, this is Dr. Stephen Hawking. And you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Okay. This isn't Stephen Hawking. But you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. If that's any consolation.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, and we have a special guest today. Picard 42 is talking with us. As you are, well, as some of you are, already well aware of, he is part of the infamous Transformers World Worst crew. And welcome to the show, Pick.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be on.
Oh, thank you. Okay, for those who don't know, what is Transformers World Worst exactly, and how did it start?
Oh, geez. Well, It started about 2 years ago when Morenfeld, who I'm sure everyone knows, posted his somewhat famous saga.
Very famous.
Where the G1 Transformers met with the Beast Wars characters and did some stuff that I still can't figure out to this day. Some of us were in TFU, which was the main IRC channel at the time, and Walkie Hooks and I decided to write a little parody of it. And 2 years later, I'm still writing the damn things today. I don't know how that ever happened, but...
you have these archived, don't you, on a webpage?
Mm-hmm.
What about the webpage? It has more than just the fanfics, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we have the newspaper, which we haven't updated in a while, mainly because it's a lot of work, so we're probably just going to make that a twice-a-year thing and have one big issue every 6 months. We also have the screenshots, which we also haven't updated in a while because, well, whenever we don't update something in a while, it's because Perceptor TFWW, who handles most of the web work, is a busy guy and doesn't have time to update things unless I make it really easy for him to do so, which means a lot of text-based stuff like the Ask a Transformer thing, which I came up with pretty much so I could have something to update the page with every day without him doing any work. And then we have the miscellaneous crap page where we just stick whatever doesn't really fit in the other sections, like you know, the drinking game, the BotCon photo album, the character generator. See, we also have the fanfic universe entries, which are just basically like the Transformers universe comics, only with our versions of the characters. I guess that's pretty much it.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Sorry about that. I was wanting to do that. Am I wrong in thinking that other people have posted World Wars fanfics without your approval? I think I've made a couple, haven't I?
No, you're most definitely not wrong. I have mixed feelings on that. I mean, it's kind of flattering that people want to write the things and put the World Wars fanfic name on them. On the other hand, it's a little bit annoying sometimes because some of them just aren't really funny, and I hate turning people down and saying, no, I'm not putting this on the page. So, I mean, I put something in the fact about that, but I don't think anyone takes the fact seriously, so I'm going to have to do something, maybe put some kind of disclaimer on the front page saying that we're not going to automatically accept everything. Basically, the way it works with that is, don't come to us, we'll come to you if we want you to, you know, write something for us.
I've read the fact twice, and I enjoy it every time. Let's see here. Basically, the only thing I have left is, which World's Worst fanfic is your favorite?
Oh, geez, that's,
Mine's the World's Worst Porno, by the way.
Yeah, that's a popular one. Favorite, that's a tough one. I guess my favorite would be the one that hasn't even been posted yet that we have planned for the end of this year, but, of the ones that everyone's seen, I'd say the movie, which took a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun to do.
Well, let's see here. We're going to end the interview here with our version of five questions, which I shamelessly stole from Craig Kilborn. Okay, number one, what is your favorite continuity?
Favorite continuity to watch or to write in? Or?
It doesn't matter.
Well, my favorite to watch would probably be Beast Wars. Favorite one to write in and work with the characters is G1 Cartoon.
Who's your favorite character?
Blaster.
What is your favorite toy?
Well, that changes a lot, but I'd say toss-up between Transmetal, Cheetor, and Megatron.
Okay. And if you could send any one character to hell to suffer eternally, who would that be?
Nightscream. I don't even need to think about that one.
Okay. And finally, W-I-I-G-I-I. How's it pronounced?
Ouija.
Okay.
Like the board.
Wheezy. Like Wheezy, but with a G.
Right.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Well, thank you there, Pick. Hopefully we can hear from you again sometime. And, of course, we'll all be reading the World's Worst Fanfics, which, what's the URL of the site again?
Excuse me?
The URL.
www.fandome.com/TFWW.
Okay. Well, thank you there, Pick, and we appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Radio Free Cybertron.
Okay, trivia for this week. You know, the episode from which this comes, email me at kilby316@abts.net. That's kilby316@abts.net. And here's the clip.
Oh, by thinking good thoughts, cat blood hell!
Oh, yes, it's a bit. I just know it, I know it, I know it, I know it! We're all gonna die, we're all gonna die! This is the end, we're finished!
That's awfully it, Captain Softland!
There you go. Play it one more time, in case you didn't get it.
Oh, by thinking good thoughts, cat blood hell!
And there, it's also will be on the webpage.
Radio Free Cybertron.
The Dinobot reviews continue this week with Triceradon. Triceradon is, of course, a Triceratops. Color scheme is brown with some green on the back. Triceradon's tech spec lists him as second-in-command of the Dinobots. I assume that the oh-so-cleverly named T-Rex, and sarcasm here, is the overall commander. Triceradon's beast mode continues the good molding I noted in my review with Stryker last week. There's nice scale patterns molded in, and skin fold patterns also. That's one good thing about the Neo toys. The beast modes, even if they are just shells around robots, are very well detailed. As far as articulation goes, Triceradon is just the same as Stryker. A few points of posability just in the legs. The head can simulate posability because of the way it's locked into the rest of the body. There's no notch for the tab to lock into, so it tends to slide around a bit. Also like Stryker, Triceradon has a camouflage mode, although in this case it's closer to a transmetal third mode than Stryker's flower mode. You push the horn on his nose back, which makes his tongue pop out and his eyes roll back and expose white. Then you open a panel on his sides, which is difficult, there's nothing really to grab onto, which exposes ribs and muscle tissue. On the original Beast Wars Neo release, the robot feet also had muscle patterns molded on and colored red. The patterns are still here for Triceradon, but they're colored blue. And I don't even think a Cybertronian replicated beast mode would have blue muscles. Triceradon's transformation to robot mode is also frustratingly complex, just like Stryker's, but not quite as bad. I haven't had any of his panels or parts pop off on me yet. Triceradon's robot mode reminds me a lot of original T-Rex Megatron, which is also being recolored as the Dinobot leader T-Rex, which I mentioned earlier. He has a dinosaur head for his right hand and most of his arm, and his tail becomes a weapon, although in this case it's a gun and not a claw that's attached to the arm. Thank goodness. Color scheme remains somewhat the same. The limbs retain the brown color from beast mode. Some lighter tan is added in for robot parts, like the arm, part of the torso, and the pelvis. Also, the upper inner legs and the ankles. He has some silver as a chest plate, with darker gray as some kind of band going around it. Triceradon has 14 points of usable articulation, including legs, knees, upper and lower ankles, waist, well, I guess I should say upper torso, head and arms. Triceradon is short for a deluxe-sized toy. He only stands 4.5 inches tall in robot mode. although he's rather bulky to compensate for this. He looks rather powerful, actually. As I mentioned before, Triceridon's tail becomes his weapon. It's a missile launcher, which, surprisingly enough, works well. It'll fire his missiles about 4 feet. As far as gimmicks go, I haven't found anything aside from his dead mode and his gun, which I want to say again works real well. I haven't tried shooting any of my Viacons with it, but it could probably knock down Scavenger. The dead mode is okay, just for being a minor variance mode at least. Overall, Triceridon is a rather nice toy. If you intend on getting any of the other Dinomots, go ahead and get him too. He's worth the $10, especially compared to the Neo import prices. If you're a completist or just want Dinosaur Transformers, go for it. I'd say he's worth it. His robot mode gets a 7 out of 10, which is probably going to be the rating for most of the Dinobots, unless one really exceptionally appeals to me. And seeing as there's only Dinatron and Aeroraptor left, I don't see that happening too likely. His beast mode, like Striker, is so well designed, it even gets around the blockness by just looking cool. It gets an 8 out of 10. Gimmicks, what they are, get 7 out of 10. They're okay. Nothing exceptional, though. Overall rating is 8 out of 10. Like I said, he's okay. Just get him if you're a completist or want the dinosaur. This is Goldimus Prime with Radio Free Cybertron, totally non-profit and proud of it.
Hi, this is Larry DiTilio, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
Coming up here in a moment, for those of you who are staying, will be the review of the last episode of Beast Machines. But before that, before we go, I want to review Gears. I got Gears a few days ago. And what else can I say? He's red, he's blue, he's a mini-bot. That covers it. The answer to Zob Trivia for this week is we have heard Soundwave laugh twice in Quest for Survival and Autobop. For those of you who are leaving, we encourage you to tune in next week, actually this week, later this week, Friday, for more Radio Free Cybertron. And for those of you who are staying, we have my very brief review of the last episode of Beast Machines. For those of you who are staying, we know the drill. I play this clip here. And right after that, you're on your own as far as spoilers go. So, here we go. Spark War, Part 3. I can sum it up in one sentence. This episode was a disappointment. The whole Beast Machine Season 2 has been excellent so far. But this episode wasn't that bad until the end. I'm not even going to go into the whole thing. I'll just say this. Megatron was absorbing sparks, and basically he killed Savage Noble. Or the Noble Savage, whatever Russo said. I think it was Russo. Actually, never mind. That was a play on words. Not a very good one. Well, Megatron killed Savage Noble, whatever they want to call him. And basically, Nightscream got mad and did his little scream thing and killed Megatron. And that was it. I've said it all right there in this episode. This episode, rather, gets a 0. Yes, I'll say it, a 0. Okay, no. This episode actually gets, got a laugh there. This episode actually gets, I'd say, about a 3 on my scale. I'm not breaking it down, because that takes too much effort right now. Basically, It was a disappointment, total. The episode wasn't that bad, but the ending was so poorly done. I'm not even... Okay. Well, that'll do it this week. Sorry, not feeling well. Actually, it's an emotional ailment Friday. The reason I couldn't do it. It's a physical ailment today. I'm just sick. Oh, well. Sorry. Don't mean to bring my problems here. Don't mean to be off topic. Okay, coming up next week, I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure I'll have some news. I have a pretty big announcement to make. But I think I'll probably make that Friday. I'm inclined to say that the next part of Transformers the movie will be up, but I'm not so certain. Oh well, tune in next week and we'll find out what's there together, okay? See you then. Friday. Not next week. Friday. See you Friday.